NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Afghanistan's intelligence service it has evidence that planners in Pakistan came up with the plot to assassinate a former Afghan president, and it says it's handed over its information to Islamabad. Burhanuddin Rabbani was trying to broker peace with the Taliban when he was killed by a suicide bomber last week. The Taliban has not claimed responsibility for the killing, but Afghanistan says the plot was hatched in the outskirts of the Pakistani city of Quetta. Pakistan, however, denies any Taliban leader are in Quetta. A park car bomb explosion near a shrine in the southern Iraqi city of Hilla has left 10 people dead and 40 others injured. As Israel Rubai reports, most of the victims were mourners gathering for yesterday's funeral of a tribal sheikh.
The explosion struck at 5 p.m. outside the hall as mourners were gathering for the funeral. The blast set many cars outside ablaze and caused damage to nearby buildings. The chairman of the provincial council and some local officials were at the funeral, but escaped unscathed. On September 14, a car bomb exploded outside a restaurant in Hilla, targeting police officers. A dozen people were killed and 43 were injured. 2 days later, an attack targeting a motorcade carrying Babel's governor wounded 8 people. Most such attacks have been blamed on Sunni insurgents and Qaeda cells that target Shiites and government security forces. Israel Rubai, NPR News, Baghdad.
Health officials say the listeria outbreak caused by tainted cantaloupes from a farm in Colorado has killed 15 people, but there could be more. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says 19 states have reported infections affecting 84 people. Janie Exley's 84-year-old father is one of them. She says his health continued to worsen 2 weeks after eating the tainted cantaloupe.
He was too weak to stand up, so my parents called the across the street neighbors to come help, and then they felt how hot his body was and called 911.
Exley lives in Littleton, Colorado. Listeria fears have also prompted a recall of almost 15,000 bags of chopped romaine lettuce from a farm in California. The main Philippine island of Luzon is taking its second pounding in 4 days. Another typhoon is slamming nearly the same provinces that got hit earlier this week, as Simone Orentine reports from Manila.
Nalche pounded the northeast province of Isabela at mid-morning, packing winds of about 100 miles an hour. Around 36 provinces are in the warning area as Nalche moves west, lashing at power lines, uprooting trees, and soaking already saturated ground. While Nalche did its damage, military and police continued rescue efforts of 2 badly flooded provinces hit by Tuesday's Typhoon Nesat. The National Disaster Management Coordinator says some residents stranded on rooftops of their submerged homes are refusing help. Benito Ramos says he is recommending forced evacuation in those low-lying areas which are being hit by Nalche's rains. For NPR News, I'm Simone Orendine in Manila.
This is NPR News. President Obama and House Republicans are sparring over how best to create jobs in the weakened economy. GOP Congressman Morgan Griffith of Virginia is renewing Republican calls for less government red tape on businesses.
We are saying the government should go back to the drawing board and come up with a more reasonable approach that protects the public without imposing unnecessary costs on employers and workers.
Griffith spoke in today's GOP address. In his address, President Obama renewed his push to get Congress to pass his nearly $450 billion jobs bill. The president speaks to the nation's largest gay rights organization tonight. NPR Scott Horsa reports it's Mr. Obama's second appearance at the annual dinner hosted by the Human Rights Campaign.
When he first addressed the Human Rights Campaign dinner in 2009, Mr. Obama acknowledged that progress on a gay rights agenda had been too slow for many in the audience. 2 years later, HRC President Joe Solomonese says Mr. Obama has some solid accomplishments he can point to.
It's really going to be the first occasion where we've had the opportunity to celebrate the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, which officially came to an end on September 20th.
Mr. Obama has not yet endorsed same-sex marriage, though he says his views on the issue are evolving. His administration has stopped defending a law which bars federal recognition of same-sex marriage. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Tropical storm watch in effect for Bermuda, where tropical storm force winds are possible starting this afternoon. Forecasters say Hurricane Ophelia, with winds near 120 miles per hour, is gaining strength and is expected to pass east of Bermuda. Earlier, Ophelia caused flooding and cut off communities on Dominica. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News in Washington.